Get ready for a Spiral Notebook moment. Stories, musings, and reflections from my Spiral Notebook project, that time I filled a whole notebook a month for an entire year. Each time I bust out my notebooks, I'm going to mine for a piece that relates to one of our themes here on the pod, that the arts are a brilliant tool for healing, that coming full spiral means learning one of life's lessons on an even deeper level, or the fact that we're all connected in this vast spiraling universe. So how do I make a spiral notebook moment come full spiral? Well, I'll tell you. I once attended a storytelling workshop, and I got the best piece of advice about story. And what it said was that there are three essential questions that you need to ask whenever putting a story together. Those questions are, what's the story about? Number two, what's the story really about? And number three, what's the story really, really about? Asking those questions is how I bring a simple notebook moment full spiral. Please enjoy these stories. And hopefully, in addition to being entertaining, it'll serve as a jumping off point for your creativity. All right, let's turn the page and dig in. This time of year, there's two things on my mind. One is generally running in the front and one is running in the back. And what they are is, I think about spring and what spring means as far as rebirth in the world and also in my life. My life really tends to go along the lines of the seasons. And the other thing that I think about, and it begins on the inside and eventually comes to the surface, is motherhood and mothers and my mom and my relationship with my mom. And I just had a storytelling friend, after working through a story that I'm currently working on, say to me, you know, Stacy, if it's not one thing, it's your mother. And it's just so true. And it doesn't have to have a negative connotation. It's not as though the issues that I have with my mom, the universal issues that people have with their mothers and their daughters or sons, none of it's bad. It's just fraught, right? It's fraught. So I wanted to share a story that I think exemplifies both spring and motherhood. It's something that I wrote back in the spring of 2022, and it was the first spring in my brand new, at the time, my brand new home. First to arrive and last to leave, I can hear her jovial call clearly through the crisp morning air. It's just not spring without her. Songs have been written about her, and people anxiously await her arrival. She carries bunches of muddy twigs back to the same tree every year, with the same mate hopping alongside her. The grass not yet green, but here she is, unmistakable in every way, a brown body and a belly the color of tomato soup, never afraid to give you what for if you get too close to her nest. She sings you good morning, she sings you good night. Her babies, she lets you watch with their speckled bellies as they learn to hop and learn to fly. Sky blue eggshells abandoned for flight, the nest now empty, more songs, more joy. To watch her bathe is to know the meaning of whimsy, to see her hunt for food after a soaking rain, sublime. Welcome home, dear one. Welcome home. My mom is the first one that actually brought my attention to robins and the scolding that a mama robin will do if you get too close to her tree. So robins were the perfect blend for what Mother's Day and what spring means to me. What memories do you have of Mother's Day or of spring as a kid? And what do you look forward to now? Let me know on the Full Spirals Facebook page. Till next time, take care. This episode was produced by Boom Arts in Appleton, Wisconsin. Theme music by Helen Avakian. Additional music provided by Beth Kelly. If you liked what you heard today, please rate, review, and most importantly, share Full Spirals. Bring your friends and fam along for the ride on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your favorite listening platform. Because we really are all in this together. Till next time, take care.